At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
He's a husband, a dog dad, a first baseman, and a fantasy football commissioner.
Being a commissioner for the league is tough, and I'm really excited. I'm wearing a suit today.
He also likes to fill the bathtub with hard work and Jets tears.
I can't take any more disappointment. That's what he used to say when we watched the Jets games together.
But his most important job is being a Vin FL insider.
I haven't enjoyed a football season since 1969.
On 96.5 The Fan, here's Vinny Pasquantino.
That's right. It's that time of the week where we welcome in Vinny Pasquantino here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold with you. Drew Nixon, Logan Weber filling in for Cody. Vinny, Cody is out for some surgery. He'll be back in a week or so. And then that got us talking about surgeries. And my co-host today, Logan, said he had his wisdom teeth removed and they did not knock him out, which I thought was crazy. Did you ever have the wisdom teeth pulled?
No, I haven't had them taken out. I don't know why, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Every time I go to the dentist, we talk about it, and it's like, probably not a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say, the off season's all you got.
Yeah, and it's you don't really want to plan things in the off season because you just don't. You want, like, your free time. So, no, I've never had them out, but I like watching the videos of people who did get knocked out and are going nuts after their surgery.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't believe Logan was just, they just did lidocaine and they didn't actually do the laughing gas or whatever it was.
Yeah, so thankfully no video like that exists for
me. I wish we had that. I definitely wish we had that. I have to ask, we appreciate you calling in. Where are you? You sound like we caught you in the middle of a tunnel and you're on a boat.
Oh, I'm in my truck.
You're good.
Is this better?
It is, actually. Yeah.
My truck doesn't have very good audio, but my phone does, so I switched it over to speaker.
All right, no, you're good. I thought something was up there, so we're all good. All right, now the Jets, you got to be feeling good, though. The Jets did get a win over the Browns this weekend, and I know last Friday you were talking to Cody and saying, like, yes, everybody wants to talk draft stuff, but you win all the time there with the Jets.
Yeah, mostly because I invest 3 hours of every Sunday watching them, so I don't want them to lose. That would be miserable for me to try to watch a team lose. I understand why people say it, but I'm not a fan of it. I like watching teams win, so anytime you can get a victory, I'm pretty happy about it. And now everybody needs to watch them on Thursday night against the New England Patriots. So
I wouldn't.
When you add up both of their winning streaks, they haven't lost in 9 games. So.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs fans would love for your Jets to pull off an upset on the Patriots a little bit there.
Yeah, so tune in on Thursday night. Maybe it'll happen. It probably won't, but maybe it will.
All right, Vinny, earlier in the show, we were going through, we were trying to list, like, Super Bowl contenders, right? And not necessarily just teams who you believe are capable of, like, getting to an AFC or an NFC championship game, but teams that you believe are legitimate contenders for hoisting a Lombardi trophy at some point at the end of the year. We each had, you know, very similar lists, four or five. Drew had eight teams on his list. Can you give us like four or five teams that you believe are seriously capable of winning a Super Bowl?
I think you start in the NFC and you go with the Seahawks and the Rams and the Eagles. Those would be the three for me. And if I'm forgetting anybody in that league, I don't really care. Those would be my three from there. And then I'd say out of the AFC, whoever gets the one seed, I would consider to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender just because one less game. And then the Chiefs and the Bills are who I would say, because they've done it. Not that the Bills have won the Super Bowl before, but they have gotten to the AFC Championship.
Right.
Those would be my teams. The Colts scare me. However, if the Colts do get the one seed, like I said, one less game, I guess the Patriots are pretty good, but I haven't seen them up close and personal yet, so I'll get back to you after Thursday night when I watch my film on them. But apparently Drake May's been going off, huh? He's been really good.
Yeah, he's a co-favorite to be the MVP in his second year as a starting quarterback. And the Colts thing is, like, Jonathan Taylor has been unbelievable. There's a lot of people that think he should win MVP, even though we know that's a quarterback award for the last decade or so in the NFL. My issue is what we saw the last 2 weeks for Daniel Jones. Like, seven turnovers combined, six of them in 1 week. And I'm still always worried. I guess not worried, but I believe the Colts will have a Daniel Jones game. And to your point, that's why I think the number one seed is far more important for the Colts to get it than even the Patriots.
Well, I have a ridiculous thing to say. And like I've said for years on this show, with how ignorant I am with football, you cannot take what I say too seriously. But everything I hear and see from coaches and players says you have to be able to run the ball and stop the run in the playoffs because it's cold weather, harder to throw.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really matter for Indianapolis because they play inside. So I don't know how much of an advantage it is for them to be able to run the ball as well as they do, because it won't be cold if they have home games. So teams will be able to go in there and throw the ball. I don't know if that made any sense or not. If there's people listening to this, I'm sorry for disgracing the game that we all love. But that's how I feel.
No, I get what you're saying. My thing has been that I think they need the bye. One, it's obviously, as you said, one less game, but the weather thing, meaning like while they can run the ball, I don't know if the Colts operation, though, we haven't really seen it have to travel in cold weather yet. Like, I know people will assume that, well, Jonathan Taylor can run in the cold and Daniel Jones can play in the cold. He played in New York. My thing with them is I want to know what do they look like? Is their offense as good when they have to go play in a cold weather city? Whereas if they're the number one seed, it's less games. And what you just said, they don't have to play on the road. So I viewed it as more of an advantage. I get what you're saying, which is if you're a Chiefs offense or any other, let's say there's not really a warm weather city other than the Chargers maybe that are going to make the playoffs, it feels like, in the AFC. But if one of those teams had to go to Indy, it's not as problematic as what you're saying.
Yeah, and also I'm about to get kicked out of Kansas City for saying what I'm about to say.
Oh boy, be careful.
From a casual football fan perspective, not as a Kansas City fan, even though certain former NFL players think that baseball is the only sports that has dynasties, from a casual fan perspective, it would be cool to see another team get to play for a championship. Again, I'd rather the Chiefs win if the Jets can't. But from a national perspective, it could be cool if the Colts randomly get to the Super Bowl. How mad did I just make you right there? Did you hang up on me?
I personally didn't think it was cool.
We should. The text line's not going to like that, Vinny. We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquincino. Well, then how about, can we agree then the Eagles can stop winning? Because I don't need to see them start a dynasty.
If you think I want the Eagles to win, you're nuts.
Last night, by the way. Last night, did you watch that at all? That mess of a football game, the Tush Push Bowl?
I have YouTube TV, so I couldn't watch. So shout out to YouTube TV and Disney and ESPN for not being able to allow some consumers to watch. And I will not be getting the ESPN app.
Why don't you get the So it is ridiculous. I'm with you. And the fact that you have to apply for a $20 credit instead of them just automatically giving you a $20 credit is absolutely insane. But why don't you just go with the indoor antenna? Like, they're like $25 and you plug it right in the old coaxial input or whatever it's called.
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't even know what that means.
Vinny, you just go, it's go on Amazon, HD indoor antenna, and you plug it in the back of your TV and you can get any of the local channels with no delay for free.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how
like
I watch
school cable.
Exactly. And so I like it mainly because there's no delay for Sunday Night Football anyway. Well, long before this ESPN YouTube dispute, I watch Sunday Night Football that way. That way there's no delay.
Huh. Now that sounds like a fun idea. I prefer the no delay. I was a DirecTV customer for a long time simply because I didn't want the delay. Okay. I'll look into it.
You should. I think you'll enjoy that part of it. All right. You mentioned dynasties and all that. As a Jets fan, what do you make of the Patriots, though? Because they go from Brady to Mac Jones for a few years, but it looks like they got their franchise quarterback already. Meanwhile, we know what's going on in New York.
I hate it. I'm very hopeful that this new regime of general manager and head coach are able to find some stability within the organization. And yeah, it's not the most fun that I got to watch Brady my entire childhood, and now I'm watching Drake May. And what's even worse is I kind of know him, so that sucks because I like him.
You know Drake May? Can you explain that? How do you know? What's the connection?
Indirectly. I played with his brother in a collegiate summer ball, so I've met him. I don't know him.
Okay.
I was too dramatic there, but I've met him. But he was nice. So, and I have a soft spot for nice people.
There you go.
Interesting. Well, you know, Vinny, we're giving you a hard time over the Drake May thing being a Jets fan. It seems like the Jets are more likely than not going to have a pretty high draft pick coming up in 2026. You know, and I don't know how much you watch, you know, college football or anything like that. It's a little too early to ask this question maybe in the month of November, but is there a quarterback you've seen at the college level that you would like to see maybe be the new potential franchise QB for your Jets?
Well, according to my Madden franchise, we're going to draft Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana. He's 6'5", 240 pounds. How much more could you want? That's all I need to see.
He is going to be one of the top quarterbacks taken. There's no doubt. Yeah. Him or Ty Simpson, I think, the kid out of Alabama. Now, the Chiefs, as you know, and we in the past, you have spoken about your hate for the Broncos, and it is Broncos week in Kansas City. This is a must-win game. If the Chiefs have any chance to win the division, they have to win on Sunday, Vinny.
That's adorable that you consider this game a must-win. Must be nice to be considering division games just in terms to win the division, must-win games. All right. They're going to win the game.
Okay. They're going to win.
That's it. They're going to win the game. It's as simple as that. So they're going to win. The Broncos will be 8-3. The Chiefs will be what? 6-4?
Yep.
And then they make their move towards the division. That's me calling my shot right there because
I like it.
As we all know, I'm a Chiefs lover.
Right.
I feel like I've made that clear throughout the years. But more importantly, I'm a Broncos hater. We hate them.
We do, as we're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. Two final questions. One is non-football related. One is baseball. Let me get to your bottom five, though, in the NFL. We do this every couple weeks as well. You gave us your Super Bowl contenders. Give me your bottom five. The Jets get a win. Where are they at now?
The Browns are number one on that list because they lost to the Jets. That was like, I'm very ignorant when it comes to football, but I would think at some point you're probably going to give Shador a shot there.
Okay.
The Jets have they traded away their two best defensive players. Now, I will say they won the game mostly because they returned a punt and a kick back to back, but still, they're in there. The Saints are still in there. The Jets are still in there. The Broncos are, of course, in there. And, who else is horrible? I'm going to put the Giants in there since they just fired their coach.
Yeah, they're a mess.
And the Titans, of course.
Yeah, it's Cam Ward. It's been rough, to say the least, in year one for one Cam Ward. All right, that's the bottom five from Vinny. Last one for you. Just this is more out of curiosity. I think people wondering here in Kansas City, when they hear all this stuff that's out there with baseball and these gambling scandals and all that, how often do players have that, I guess, discussed, from the league or from the PA when you see now this Class A stuff and gambling scandals, it's happened in the NBA as well. And is this something that is, there's a point of emphasis every year? Do you know, is it happening more that you guys are being told, hey, remember certain things? I mean, this one seems pretty obvious, but the whole betting aspect of that.
Yeah. I mean, we hear it every year. MLB security comes in and they make it very clear what you can and can't do. And it's pretty simple. You cannot bet on baseball or softball, regardless of if you're playing, not playing, whatever it is, baseball and softball, you cannot touch. You can bet on anything else. So it's unfortunate. That's for sure. Yeah, it hurts more for Cleveland fans because they lost, you know, one of their back end guys, really good pitcher, obviously. And then another guy who was pretty solid too. So I've got no sympathy for it. It's pretty simple. You can't bet on that stuff. I don't know. It's just, it's hard to comprehend why they did it. Maybe something was going on, who knows, but yeah, it's unfortunate for them, for the game, for everybody. Just don't do it. Pretty simple.
I would assume as a player, there's no way you face Class A, I'm sure numerous times in your career now at this point. I mean, it's one of those things where you as a player, as an opposing batter, you probably would have no clue that something like that was happening.
No, not even, you'd have no idea. There's just no way to even, I don't know. I always assume the best. So I would assume that nobody's ever doing that, but it's just, it sucks. It taints the game for a little bit and that's unfortunate, but hopefully we can, hopefully everybody can get through this thing and, yeah, get back to playing regular baseball. Not that it wasn't, but it just sucks.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I think it's we've talked about it just as sports fan, whether we're talking about NBA or NFL, it's like now anytime anything happens, you're gonna have some people, not all fans, you're gonna have some people wondering, and that's the unfortunate thing, because 99% of what is happening in these leagues that we love and sports we love is all on the up and up. But you have, of course, some bad actors. Here's another example of it. And it unfortunately opens, you know, Pandora's box for some sports fans. I think that is unfortunate, and I can't imagine on the players.
That's the issue with betting on a single pitch or a single play, is a pitcher can lose a ball at any given time, throwing off the backstop, whatever it is, or a guy could make an error, or a guy can swing and miss, or a guy could take a pitch down the middle. It doesn't mean that they're – like, honestly, that's one of the most common – messages we get from fans nowadays, is that we were betting on the game. Like, whenever anything goes wrong, it's like, oh, you sold to Vegas, blah, 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 something like that. It's like, nope. I just grounded into a double play. I didn't want to do that. Like,
do you think
I struck out a few times tonight? It had nothing to do with anything other than it was a tough night.
I hope you all may be asking this. Like, do you think sports, like, do you think fans should be able to bet though on sports? Because what you're saying, that it sounds like you get, I don't know if you get messages, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you know, people interact with you and are acting, you know, maybe they're upset. I don't know if you ever had that happen because of they lost a bet or something.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's clearly something that makes a lot of money. So it's probably, until something terrible happens, it's probably not going to go away. So I think people can do whatever they want. I think just people need to realize you need to bet responsibly, and you shouldn't be betting enough that you get so angry that you take it out on the players that are out there playing. Like, I think the most pure form of sport is if you're at home or at a sports bar or something and nobody is betting and you're just simply rooting on the teams to win or lose. That's probably the most, like, enjoyable way for me, at least, to watch sports, not sweating out like a over under in a football game and not even paying attention to the game, just paying attention to the bets that I have.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Vinny. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll check in next Tuesday.
Yep. Appreciate it, guys.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
Danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.